Happy Friday to you, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand Nations Cup football fever is building.
Building and boiling over, yes. Kim. The 30th Africa Cup of Nations football tournament officially kicks off Saturday in Equatorial Guinea. The host country will play Congo Brazzaville in the opening match in the seaport city of Bata. And that will be followed by another Group A encounter, also in Bata, between Gabon and 2013 Nations Cup finalist Burkina Faso. On Sunday, the action will move inland to Ebebeyin, and Group B will be in the spotlight. 2012 Nations Cup champion Zambia is matched against the Democratic Republic of Congo, a two-time winner of the African Championship. And that will be followed by a fixture between 2004 Nations Cup winner Tunisia and the Blue Sharks from Cape Verde.
Voice of America!
I encourage our Voice of America listeners to stay updated with all the excitement of the 30th Nations Cup in Equatorial Guinea by tuning in the Sunny Side of Sports. The three-week competition will culminate February 8th with the crowning of a new Nations Cup champion in Bata. Equatorial Guinea has had only 9 weeks to prepare for staging the Nations Cup after Morocco dropped out because of Ebola fears. Our African football guru, David Legg, has been going group by group and taking a statistical look at the 16 competitors in the Nations Cup. This evening, David wraps things up with Group D.
Yes, Sonny, this one actually is also a group of death, but I think it's just been overshadowed in the media by Group C, a very tough group indeed. Let's start with Cameroon, 16 previous appearances, also champions four times, 84, 88, 2000, and 2002. 71 matches played, 37 wins, 20 draws, and 14 defeats. They are ranked 8th in Africa and 42nd in the world. Striker Vincent Aboubakar, who was outstanding in the qualifiers, is my key player. Their coach is Volker Fink from Germany, and they're known as the Indomitable Lions. Guinea have made 10 previous appearances. They came closest to snatching the title in 1976, when they finished runners-up behind Morocco. Their record, 11 wins, 12 draws, and 12 defeats. They're ranked 6th in Africa and 39th in the world. I chose midfielder Ibrahim Traore, who plays for Borussia Mönchengladbach in Germany, as their key player. Michel Dussier from France is their coach, and their nickname is the National Elephant. Talking of elephants, on to Ivory Coast, previous appearances 20. Best performance, champions way back in 1992. Their record, 36 wins, 19 draws, 26 defeats. They are ranked 3rd in Africa and 28th in the world. Their key player, no question about this one, no doubt whatsoever. Their midfielder, Yaya Toure, who's just won the 4th straight CAF Football of the Year title.
All right, let's stand up for the winner, ladies and gentlemen, winning it for a 4th year running. Yaya Toure, everybody.
First of all, I want to thank Allah for all this achievement, you know. I've been very blessed all this year, you know. As well, I want to thank the football fans, and as well, I want to thank the CAF with the president, and as well, all the guys, his committee as well. And the last, thank you to Africa.
Their coach is Herb Renard from France. Now, he's the man who led Zambia to the title back there in 2012. And their nickname, the Elephants. And last, and certainly not least, the team that's finished 3rd, Sonny, in the last 2 tournaments, Mali. We underestimate these guys at our peril. Their previous appearances are 8. Their closest to the title was in 1972 when they finished runners-up. In 40 matches, they've won 15, drawn 11, and lost 14. They're ranked 10th in Africa and 49th in the world. Their key player, undoubtedly, it's the Roma of Italy midfielder, Seydou Keita. Their coach is Henri Kasperjak. He's a French citizen, but he was born in Poland. And their nickname is the Eagles. And that, Sonny, is a statistical wrap-up of the 16 contenders.
David, the Africa Cup of Nations originates in Sudan when the first tournament was held way back in 1957. So it does have a long history, and you've compiled some more historical facts.
VOA!
For our VOA football fans, why don't you give us some of them, David?
Yes, Annie, I've had a lot of requests, particularly from Nigeria, saying, you know, give us some facts about the Nations Cup. And what I've done, Sonny, is I've picked out five. And the first one, obviously, is about who have been the champions. And it's Egypt, who have been crowned champions a record seven times, followed by Cameroon and Ghana with four titles each. And, Sonny, the competition has been won by 14 of the 54 African Football Confederation member states. And of those 14, incidentally, nine of them will be in Equatorial Guinea. Now, who has scored the most goals in all the Cup of Nations tournaments? It's none other than the Cameroon striker Samuel Eto'o. He has scored 18 goals, and he's followed by an Ivory Coast star of yesteryear by the name of Laurent Poku with 14. And sadly, I have to say, the late Nigerian Rashid Yekini, he scored 13 goals. He was one great striker. We salute him. Indaya Mulamba from the Democratic Republic of Congo, he holds the record for the most goals in a single tournament. He scored nine in 1974 in Egypt when the DO Congo, who were then known as Zaire, won the title for the second time. What about the record winning margin for matches in the tournament? Well, it's shared by Ivory Coast, who've done it twice, and Guinea, and they've all won by five-goal margins. Ivory Coast, they trounced Ethiopia 6-1 in 1970, and Guinea 5-0 in 2008, and that was in the quarterfinal. But Guinea got some consolation 3 years ago when they overwhelmed debutants Botswana 6-1 in a group match. What about the coaches? Two of them, Hassan Shahata of Egypt and Charles Gamfi of Ghana, shared the record for the most titles with three each. Gamfi won his titles with the Black Stars in 63, 65, and 82. And Shahata went one better. He won them all in a row. He won in 2006, 2008, and 2010. And of the 29 previous host nations, 11 have won the competition. And the one who did most successfully at home were Egypt. They have, in fact, won in 59, 86, and 2006, and they came third in 1974. So when it comes to hosting the competition, Sonny, the Pharaohs of Egypt are leading the way.
David, it's time now for our first African football quiz question of 2015, and I'm just guessing that it might have some Nations Cup flavor to it.
We promised a Cup of Nations one, Sonny, and my hint last week was defense. And the question is, Sonny, which countries have won the Africa Cup of Nations? Which countries have won the Africa Cup of Nations without conceding any goals in the entire tournament? Now, that's got nothing to do with the qualifiers. It's just the final tournament. And we're going way back, Sonny, to 1957, to the first Africa Cup of Nations, right up to 2013 in South Africa, when Nigeria were crowned champions for the third time. So just to repeat that question again, which countries have won the Africa Cup of Nations title without conceding a single goal in the entire tournament? The deadline for entries will be the day after the Cup of Nations final, which is Monday, February the 9th. So in other words, you've got till midnight on Monday, February the 9th, to get your answers in. And then the following Monday, which is Monday, February the 16th, Sonny will announce the three lucky winners, and he will obviously tell you where to send your entries and give you details of the prizes.
Thank you, David. And now David and I will give our addresses where you can send your answers.
VOA!
It's david.legge, and leg is spelled L-E-G-G-E, at AFP, that's Agence France Presse, .com. So I'll just repeat that one more time. It's david.legge, L-E-G-G-E, at AFP.com. ¶¶
Well, I'd like to invite our VOA listeners to send me your comments. We appreciate the feedback here at Voice of America headquarters in Washington. You can send me email at sunny@voanews.com. Sunny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
I also encourage our VOA listeners to follow The Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. If you go to my Facebook page today, Friday, you'll see a delightful photo of Chuku Chuku, the official 2015 Nations Cup mascot. Chuku Chuku has both arms pointed upward with his hands in a number one gesture. Chuku Chuku has his left foot on an Adidas football. And I should also point out that Chuku Chuku has very long hair, and that hair is colored red, green, blue, and white, the same colors as Equatorial Guinea's national flag. Here's hoping the on-field action in Equatorial Guinea will shine brightly over any adversity the small country will face in staging the event. David Legg and other African football experts say this is shaping up as one of the most competitive Nations Cups in recent years. I'm sure a lot of teams have big hopes of lifting the trophy on February 8th in